We're going to welcome in our next guest as we continue from Detroit Lions training camp in Allen Park, Michigan. Let's say hello to the talented defensive tackle coming off an 8-sack season in 2012. Let's welcome in Ndamukong Suh. You're on with Jim Miller, Bill Polian, SiriusXM, NFL Radio, and as per usual, the Detroit Lions, we say this every stop on the camp tour, probably one of the most physical teams when we go out there and watch you in pads. How physical has it been all training camp for you, Ndamukong?
It's been great. I've been had an opportunity to go against a lot of different guards, as our right guard is looking for a position and a starter, and it's been a lot of fun. Been a physical camp so far, in our fifth day right now, and I'm excited to see what we've done so far.
You're now long past your breaking period in the National Football League. You're a grizzled veteran. And what have you learned during this period of time in your growth period, and what do you feel you can get better at?
There's lots of things I can get better at. Just a matter of just finding new ways to get back to the quarterback is most important, as well as run blocks and just fine-tuning my own personal talents. And obviously, the get off of the ball is what we pride ourselves on this defense. So that's something always that's going to be a continued work in progress, no matter what. And playing with our hands. I mean, I feel that I came out of college playing with my hands pretty well, but you can always get better at that. And this is opportunity, especially in these first 10, 15 practices that you have going into camp, to refine that stuff.
How do you feel people have begun to handle? Are you seeing more doubles than you did when you first came in the league? More chips? How are people beginning to attack you?
I think it's been a combination. It's been a combination of chips as well as double teams. And then obviously last year we've had quite a bit of wham blocks coming from outside in, and then trap blocks as well. But they've really been trying to just give me a million different looks. But the main three have been the wham blocks, the chips, especially in the passing game with the running back coming out. Green Bay has one of the best offenses that creates a headache for myself, but it's a lot of fun just to see all the different looks that they give myself as well as double team. So it's a combination of things. Just depending on who we see, it can be any gamut of those.
I just want to give our listeners out there paint a picture, so to speak. You look leaner. You know, you're still a mountain of a man. One, give us the weight of where you're at. You know, guys come in the league and they lose that baby fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. It's a credit to you because it looks like you've lost that baby fat. Are you leaner coming into training camp? What are you weighing right now?
Right now, I think I weighed in this morning at 97.
Okay.
So I like to be a little bit lighter coming into camp, but always knowing that I'm going to gain weight throughout the season as we decrease and remove the cardio from practices, and it's more mental grind. But for me, I've always felt like I've been in pretty quality shape, just because I always expect to play all games, even though coaches don't want me to. So something that I always pride myself on, coming in shape and being prepared for whatever is going to be thrown at us.
It seems like Nick Fairley has really, you know, the light bulb's gone off in his head. He had a huge impact last year, and mm-hmm. maybe talk about from you two big guys inside of how dominant you feel this defensive line can be. And we know you got a couple new guys on the outside. Willie Young's going to be coming to his own as a defensive end, drafting the young Ziggy Ansah out of BYU. And you have a couple new guys now with Jason Jones and Izzy Adonijay.
Mm-hmm.
A player comes over in division from Chicago Bears. Talk about it from your standpoint, because we know this front is pretty good in Detroit, and with these new pieces, how do you feel it's all going to settle in?
Yeah, right now we have a great, great lineup on paper, and that's what it is right now. It's on paper, but we've come together, especially through OTAs and mini camps, and found some great meshing points for us all to work together and play off each other. Coming with Ziggy, he's a big, strong guy that's young and that's athletic coming in, as well as Jason Jones and Israel Adonijay coming from Chicago. Both those guys are big, long, lean guys, as well as Devin Taylor. I mean, that's the biggest thing that you see, guys that are just long, lean, and can push the quarterback or collapse that pocket very much so, very quickly. And with myself and Nick inside, we have a great opportunity. You guys saw some glimpses last year of how well we can work together, and that's something I've been pushing for a long time, of wanting to play next to him. I've been a fan of him ever since he came out of college when I was coming out of surgery and seeing him playing in the national championship game. He has some tremendous talent, and he's really put in the hard work to get to make sure he's prepared to be able to play throughout the whole season.
There's very few people in the league that have your combination of strength, speed, and agility.
Mm-hmm.
As you attack various guards, what's your number one priority? Run them over if you can, and then go from there? You throw them a fastball first, and or do you try to speed rush them?
I can't give you all my secrets for because I know these offensive linemen will be listening. But yeah, without questions, my hands is getting on them and making them uncomfortable as quickly and as fast as possible I can. So, I mean, that's like I said before, that's a part of our defense. We want to shoot out and get on top of these guards and these tackles and offensive linemen as fast as possible. And make them uncomfortable, and then be able to go from there. Be able to read the great thing is be able to read the pass or the run situation while we're already engaged with them, and then we can go from there. So there's really no, we're not in stances where we've got to read and figure out if it's going to be run or pass. We're just getting off, and then we'll figure out whatever it is later when we're in the backfield.
We always talk about it on Sirius and Dominican. Is it the chicken or the egg? Is it the front four that get to the quarterback? You guys had 34 sacks a year ago, 31. Of them came from the defensive line. You got a competition going on at the linebacker spot. Tulloch settled in as a middle backer. Levy's going to play there. Tahir Whitehead and obviously Ashley Palmer have a good combination going on. But the secondary got revamped. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, because all the touchdown passes this defense gave up a year ago, no, you're not, none of you guys accept it, mm-hmm. but how the secondary's been shored up, how the front seven has been shored up. Maybe talk about it from your standpoint, how much more improved you feel this Lions defense will be in 2013.
I think we'll have a great opportunity to be improved as long as we come together as a unit and a defense and understand the scheme and what we have to get done. And I think our secondary guys like Glover Quinn coming from Houston understand what we want to get accomplished as well as getting a healthy Louis Delmas back. Chris Houston is great to get him signed back for a long period of time. And then we got some young guys that are definitely coming along, especially in Bill Bentley, just being some ball hawks. And that's what we want. That's what we need, just them to really just be aggressive and make quarterbacks second or when quarterbacks want to throw that ball, they think about it a second time. And with that gives us that extra step to just make sure we're not just getting hits, we're taking the quarterback down while he has the ball with him. So I think it's a very exciting of what we have from the linebackers to the secondary, and then with our front four being able to collapse that pocket very quickly from all sides. And it's just all about putting it together all at once.
My sense last year in watching you guys was that there were really very few times where anybody got the best of you guys. I mean, there was a situation where basically you guys won the battle up front most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then somehow or other, games would slip away. Jim mentioned before you lost four games by a total of about 17 points, you know, a fumble here, a turnover there, a penalty. How have you approached that part of it in terms of trying to clean that stuff up?
I think our coach, Jim Schwartz, does a great job of allowing us to get into situational football when we get into camp, especially even when we're in OTAs. He's understanding what we're putting us in tough situations in the two-minute and the four-minute drives, as well as the red zone and gold zone, that, as we call it. Just different things, that putting us in those tough situations. So it's not second nature to us, or it's become second nature to us. It's not anything new when we approach it in a game and having to deal with those tough situations, and because we lost those critical situations in games when we were playing last year, and that's where we ended up being on the short end of the stick. So if we can just turn the table and allow us to figure out and make that play or finish out a three and out and get off the field and get the offense back on the field so they can go down the field and either run the clock out or be on the end of being in control instead of trying to come back, we'll be in a lot better position this upcoming season.
Joined right now by the defensive tackle, the Detroit Lions, Ndamukong Suh, SiriusXM NFL Radio's training camp tour. And it's interesting that, you know, when you talked about it, Ndamukong, and Bill touched on it, that you're somewhat of a grizzled veteran now. You're the leader now. And you've even said that this offseason that, yeah, I need to, I've embraced that role. I want to be a leader for this football team. Let's say one of those same situations that Bill's talk about where maybe you're – defense has taken on water a little bit and you got to stop the bleeding, mm-hmm. so to speak. Somebody's got to make a play. Somebody's got to do something to turn it around. I mean, is it attitude? Is it confidence? What do you feel you guys can do to bring everybody together here in 2013 defensively for the Detroit Lions to make sure that doesn't happen again?
I think it's a confidence, and it's a factor of just knowing that we've been in these situations before, and we've had success in these situations, and really now it's just implementing. We've done this in practice. We've done it in some games, and sometimes even in early game situations where they may not seem as important, you've had success in these situations. So just implement it when it's in the fourth quarter, when the crunch time comes along. And me personally, being about being a leader, I've been fortunate enough to have led some great teams at Nebraska. So it's not old to me. I think it's just more of a now to the outside world that it's really open, just because we've lost some of our veteran leadership in Kyle Vandenbosch, and Corey Williams, particularly on the defensive line. So now the next oldest is myself, which I'm still a young pup, but I've been around the block a couple times. So I can show the guys, I can show a younger Ziggy, a younger Devin, what to do, and just talk about those things. And I'm not necessarily a guy that's a rah-rah guy going to jack everybody up, but I'm going to maybe pull a guy to the side and let him know this is how we want to get this thing done, this is how we want to move forward, or tell Nick, I need you right now. We got to go make a play, me or you. We got to go set the tone for the defense right now.
I know you got the ability to do this. Have you reached the point in your career where you can say to Gunn, hey, listen, Gunn, I got the best of this guy. I'm going to win this every time out. Just turn me loose. Mm-hmm. Do you feel good about doing that at stage of your career?
There's been times that in the recent years that I've done that, especially, I mean, if you go back to last year when we were playing the Texans, I was telling Gunn, man, don't put me in any blitzes. Don't give me any blitzes. Let us be free up front. Gunn definitely understands that, and he finds ways to do that for us. And he understands that we don't necessarily like being in blitzes, but we know it's good for our team sometimes just to give that mix up, because offenses obviously will be smart and figure out ways to adapt to that. But when we're on our roll, I'm not afraid by any means to let Gunn know that I would want to just stay in our four-man rush or get into something that allows us to end up being into our four-man rush. And he definitely respects it and understands where we're coming from. And there's a great relationship there. I've had a great one with Gunn ever since I've been a part of this team in 2010.
As we're part of the media now, our job is to pay attention. Twice in this interview, you've brought up Devin Taylor's mm-hmm. name, the fourth-round selection from South Carolina. Why? What do you think so special about the young man? Because everybody's going to say it's the first rounder, Ziggy Ansah, but you're talking about Devin Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Well, both of them. I mean, they both have great opportunities, and I think he will, fortunately enough, be just kind of a dark horse for us.
Right.
A guy that does not necessarily expect
situational to guy. In. You can bring him in and do some things, maybe.
I'm not the coach. I can't tell you that. But you never know. I mean, he's a guy that I feel like once he gets a great concept of the how we play, he's very smart, very intellectual, and understands offense. I mean, understands offenses that we're seeing and type of things that we're going to see, as well as our defense and how we want to play. Him and Ziggy are going to definitely have an impact. And Ziggy's in the same situation. He's a guy that necessarily doesn't have to start. Even though he will have the pressures from the outside world, and even maybe some in the inside world within our team, I'm not sure just how we want to do that. But, I mean, we've got right now Jason Jones, as well as Willie Young, that have obviously stepped up and played well as Israel. But Devin and Ziggy will be expected to play a good amount, and those guys can really have an impact on us. And the way we kind of see our defensive line as a whole is that no matter who's in the game, it can be three, four ends, everybody can play across all the board. Or if it's four tackles, everybody can play every single position. So we don't have a first, second team, or third team. We have a D-line. So whoever's out there, whoever's numbers call, you go out there and produce and then rotate.
You mentioned, and Matthew mentioned, the idea that you're flying under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the two leaders of the team, obviously. Do you think your guys are past the point where all of the chatter and all of the noise bothers them and they can get down to business, or is this still a time where you've got to learn how to get past all that stuff?
I think we're in a time period where we embrace it, we like it, and we can block it out when we need to block it out and focus in on what we have in front of us. And I think just the first 4 or 5 days of camp, the way we've approached practice is very, very sharp and precise in how we want to take care of our business. And it's something that I'm proud to see how this team has grown, especially from when guys, it was a super, super young team when I came here, obviously me being a rookie. But as now we see the core of the team, especially obviously with some great additions and some veteran guys, has a season feel to them. They understand what's important, what we need to get done. We see when we may be slipping in a practice that we need, all right, let's stop, let's fix this and get back to where our high level of practice and intensity that we have and what we're known for, being physical and playing tough and going about our business.
Oh, you heard it right there from Ndamukong Suh, defensive tackle of the Detroit Lions. Attention to detail will be much greater here in 2013. Ndamukong, thanks for your time. Good luck to you. Have a great season. And hopefully Bill and I will talk to you down the road.
No question. I appreciate you guys' time and always a pleasure to talk to you.